joining us now from Sportico. As it's been great to talk baseball with Barry throughout this whole pandemic and the years before. Veteran baseball sports writer, and that is Barry Bloom. Barry, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Marty. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are things in Arizona, by the way? Things evening out a little bit down there?
Yeah, I think that it's plateaued a little bit since, you know, they implemented, you know, mandatory masking in a lot of places and closed down bars again and, you know, the indoor eating. And, you know, it's not rocket science on what keeps this from spreading all over the place. And they also delayed opening up schools. So, we've seen a little bit of a downturn in the last few weeks.
Oh, that's good. Hey, we just had Gordon Whitmire on from NBC Sports Chicago. And, you know, he was very concerned, you know, about, of course, everything that's happening with the Cardinals and how careful the Cardinals are as an organization and how this thing happened. Talked a little bit about the East. But here in the West, it's sort of baseball as usual. But throughout the other parts of baseball, there's still a lot of concern. Just your thoughts on where we are as a baseball season right now with what's gone on.
Well, I just think that come hell or high water now, you know how I stood on this. I just think that the baseball owners are going to get through this season, no matter what they have to do. And if some teams can't play the full 60-game schedule, they're not going to play it. Obviously, guys who go down because of COVID, they're going to wind up getting paid their prorated salaries because the whatever it's been, there's no real teeth in the health and safety regulations that restrict players from going or doing anywhere. They're really on their own honor. And, you know, Manfred and the owners can threaten all they want, but really it's up to the players to be cohesive and police themselves. And you see it on teams like the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, the Angels. You know, they're pretty, their players got together. I mean, the Trout has talked about it. They got together very early on, and they just said, we're in this together and for each other, and nobody's going out because we can't keep doing this and play ball and have our families, friends, whatever, in jeopardy and bring it home from the ballpark or bring it in, and we just don't know. You know, obviously, you can do everything that you possibly can to restrict this thing, but in the way MLB decided to play the season, once you're out there and in hotels, and they've made a lot of mistakes, not only the players, but the league in the way they put this thing together, it was meant to have the problems that they're having. I mean, before we go on to the next question, and without going on and on, when you look at NHL and NBA in the bubble, and they haven't had a positive test because of the way they put this together, and baseball's had 141 tests through Friday, not including the latest, you know, people with the Cardinals. So you're up even higher above that. No, it was 111 players. Now it's about 112, 113. We don't know what's been reported around the rest of baseball because they're not particularly transparent about it all. So I still think, though, with all of it, they're going to get to the postseason and they're going to try and play the postseason.
Well, it looks also like they've tightened up the protocols. And I know after the Cardinal outbreak, now there are monitors on the road. You can't leave the hotel room and all that kind of stuff. So that's sort of creating the bubble from the hotel to the park, back to the hotel. And if people adhere to it, they've got a good chance of making it.
Not really, Marty. I mean, the big mistake they made was, and it really was so simple, MLB could have set a hotel in every city, bought out that hotel, and there are plenty of hotels with low occupancy in every city in the country. They could have taken that city, and every team would have played there. No other people could have stayed in that hotel. You eat there, you dress there, you have a training table there if you need it. That's it. Come back and forth to the ballpark, and that's all. And then you police that hotel and make sure that people don't come in and out. But no, they didn't do that. Players are staying in hotels with other people. They're eating in restaurants where other people are eating. And the protocols say you're not supposed to do that. But if you put people in those places, then you're putting them at risk. It came at, really crystallized to me. I was listening to a Yankee broadcast in the early going when the Phillies were caught in the vortex of the whole Marlin thing, and the Yankees had to have two series with the Phillies, four games postponed. And then they rearranged the schedule so they would go down to Baltimore. So the traveling secretary of the Yankees, who's a nice kid, Ben. Actually, he was an intern with my son at the Padres many years ago, so I've known him for a long time. Susan Waldman saying, we didn't know whether we were going back to New York. We didn't know whether we were going to Baltimore. Then all of a sudden, 20 minutes, we're told we're going to Baltimore, and Ben had to get on the phone and find a hotel. Really? Mm. This is the way you're doing this?
Okay.
This is
all
not.
Right. No, it could be tighter. Okay. All right. So far, look, two things. One, you wrote this week about some teams on the brink already. I know there's 44, 45 games left for teams that have played their normal amount of games. This expanded playoff thing, if you go 30-30, I think you got a good shot of being in this thing.
Right, but you're talking about teams. What I was talking about is teams that already have 8, 9, 10 losses, and they're 5 or 6 games under 500 already, and you're 6 through the season. So you get through a third of the season. If you haven't straightened that out, you're not even going to make the wild card. So those are the teams that I was talking about at this point. You know, the teams that are around 500, obviously the teams that, with excellent records like the Dodgers and the Rockies and Yankees and Cubs, and you can go down the list, those teams are going to be set unless they fall apart and get it, infected by COVID or go down with injuries like, the Yankees lost Stanton, and you look at the Astros. I mean, the Astros are not a semblance of the same team without their pitching staff. You know, they've got no bullpen. They've got no starting pitching. And they're one of the teams that's in the middle ground right now, who could make the playoffs. So, yeah, with the top two teams in each division all making it in, and then in the two best records afterwards, there's really a margin there, to keep playing. But I still think that by the 30-game mark, the general 30-game mark for most of the teams, a good portion of 10 to 15 teams are going to be out. And I also think that at that point, then you start looking at the major players on those teams then deciding, okay, we're not going anywhere, we're not going to the playoffs. Do I really need the prorated money for the rest of the season? Like, if the Angels are out of it, does Mike Trout say on September 1st, I've got my new baby at home, I'm going home because we're not going anywhere this year, and just forsake the rest of the prorated money for the last 20, 30 games of the season? He's got a huge contract. Why would he bother to play for the rest of the season? I think you're going to see a lot of that, too.
All right. Well, that's something to watch out for. I don't think it's going to be that prevalent. I think the players are into it. Just watching the games, I think they've been very seriously competing. That's just my take on it. Let me wrap up with this, and it's great to have you on. Sportico is your home now, and we follow you there. And I know you wrote this week about Mike Trout and some of these teams that could be out of it. But looking at the West, as I said, the West, we haven't missed many games. It's kind of an interesting division. Can the Rockies hang in there? The Rockies are pitching great. They're still not a great hitting team like they used to be. Arizona, Bumgarner pitches today. He has been just awful. You got the Padres that people are very excited about. Tatis has gone wild now. The Giants and the Dodgers play each other very tough. And then you've got basically, a division that's sort of still competitive.
Well, I think that, in the West, once you get the converse to what we were talking about the teams that are on the brink, like I pointed out, teams that are doing very well at this point, as long as they keep playing, you know, decently, they can play 500 ball for a while, and they're still going to be fine. So, I mean, right now the Dodgers and the Rockies seem to have a good path to the playoffs and finishing first and second in the division. You know, then the Padres, that means to them that they're having a better year than they usually have, and they've got better pitching than they usually do. They're in a situation where, you know, they're going to have to win one of the wild cards, which is, you know, which is a possibility. And over in the, but I think if you look at the American League West, because of where, what I was just saying about the Astros, you know, the A's really have a path to win the division this year. And I was talking to Dave Cavill about some other stuff the other day, and we started talking about baseball and their chances. I mean, this is a chance where, you know, they're going to go into the postseason with a three-game series. They won't have to face the one game again this year. They'll have a chance. And I told him, you know, look, if you have Bob Melvin make the decisions on who's going to pitch instead of Billy Bean, you might have a chance at. But the A's are in really good, are really in good position to do some damage this year with the team they have and the fact that their nearest competition is not very good, and also coming off the whole incident with the sign stealing, which is going to plague them for a while. And then you have Dusty as a wild card, who's not great manipulating a bullpen anyway, and he really doesn't have a bullpen. And it's amazing to me that you lose, you know, let Cole go, you let Verlander's hurt. Their starting pitching staff, which was one of the best in the league, is not anymore. And their back end of the bullpen is hurt. So they're using all kids and retreads. So I mean,
the Giants go there starting tomorrow. So that puts a little more pressure on today's game, maybe to grab this one if they can. And it's a baseball season. And it's, you know, you and I start talking and we can analyze back and forth a million times. But we're analyzing a baseball season, which is what we're doing, which is, thank goodness we have that. Hey, I appreciate you being on as always, and stay safe in Arizona, and then I will absolutely catch up with you.
Okay, great. Always a pleasure to be on. Thanks for having me, Marty.
All right, anytime. All right, that's Barry Bloom from Sportico.